Christ grew in knowledge going about his Father's business. August 4. Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? Every year his parents went to the city of Jerusalem to attend the feast of the Passover, and in his 12th year Jesus went with them to the city. When the feast was over, the parents, forgetting all about Jesus, started on their road home with some of their relations, and did not know that Jesus was not with them. They supposed that he was in the company, and went a whole day's journey before they found out that he was not there. Frightened as to what had become of him, they turned back to the city. Jesus knew that God had given him this opportunity to give light to those who were in darkness, and he sought to do all in his power to open the truth to the rabbis and teachers. He led these men to speak about different verses in the Bible telling about the Messiah whom they expected to come. They thought that Christ was to come to the world in great glory at this time, and make the Jewish nation the greatest nation on the earth. But Jesus asked them what the scriptures meant when they spoke of the humble life, the suffering and sorrow, the rejection and death, of the Son of God. Though Christ seemed like a child that was seeking help from those who knew a great deal more than he did, he was bringing light to their minds in every word he spoke. While Christ was teaching others, he himself was receiving light and knowledge about his own work and mission in the world, for it is plainly stated that Christ grew in knowledge. What a lesson there is in this for all the youth of our day! They may be like Christ, and by studying the Word of God, by receiving the light that the Holy Spirit can give them, they will be able to give light to others. The wise men were surprised at the questions that the child Jesus asked. When there was a pause, Mary, the mother of Jesus, came up to her son and asked, "Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing." Then a divine light shone from Jesus' face, as he lifted his hand and said, "How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" They did not know what he really meant by these words, but they knew he was a true son, who would be submissive to their commands. Though he was the Son of God, he went down to Nazareth and was subject to his parents.